She's a key player in one of the most critical debates that Michigan faces, how to keep the doors open for over 45,000 Detroit public school students. She's the daughter of a teacher and a school librarian, a graduate of Detroit Public Schools, a longtime Detroit teacher and administrator, and now the interim superintendent of the Detroit Public School System. Alicia Merriweather, welcome to Stateside. So good to have you with us.
Thank you.
As the State Senate and the State House work in Lansing and hammer out the differences in their respective funding packages, I'm wondering, what are your thoughts as this budget crisis is before you now that you're in the superintendent's office? Is there a way out, do you see?
Well, let's start with my thoughts. First of all, as the pictures are kind of panning across the back, those are my thoughts. My thoughts are around the students of Detroit Public Schools. And really, to think about a future without Detroit Public Schools is just an unthinkable future. I just cannot even imagine that we're having this conversation. 46,000 plus students are impacted by the decisions that are being made in Lansing right now. And obviously, today's a school day. All of our kids are in school, our teachers are in school, and we're having a great day of teaching and learning. And we want to make sure that that continues. I think there is hope. I think people are learning more and more about what the real issues are. I'm hopeful that the Senate and the House can come to an agreement. Certainly right now, they're not very close. But what I'm really, really hopeful about is that people, what they agree about is that Detroit kids are worth investing in. And I feel like we're doing a better job of helping people understand that story. And yesterday we just announced 12 new proposals for schools. And to be clear, these are proposals that were developed by current teachers and administrators through our internal proposal process. And so these are people who have had ideas about how to make school better. And they submitted their proposals. I think we had about 36 proposals from the inside. They were vetted. 18 were selected to move to the larger process, and then 12 were ultimately chosen to move forward.
And give us an idea of these programs. As you say, they're coming from the people right there.
They're coming from within. And so an idea of Montessori, so a free public Montessori. It's a Detroit public school, an Arabic immersion technology school, a school over at Priest that would actually address an issue that's been a big problem at Priest, which is students who are between the ages of 14 to 18 who are speaking no English pretty much, and obviously they cannot enter into a high school. And so the program would be a class that's opened up specifically for that purpose, an overage ELL classroom that they believe if they implement the programming with fidelity, that within 2 years, the students would be able to enter into high school and be successful coming out with either a diploma, hopefully a diploma or a GED, either way. Some other things that are on the table, expansion of programming at AL Homes in terms of blended learning and digital learning, all kinds of, it's creative, on our website,
creative
innovation.
Ideas.
Innovation is the key. And what I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, I feel like those ideas should provide further evidence of why Detroit Public Schools is worth investing in at this time. And two things to think about. The proposals came from the inside, which means we're utilizing intellect and capacity that we already have. And secondly, we're talking about repurposing and reusing buildings that we already own. And so we're talking about maximizing both our human capital and our actual assets to the best of our abilities and really being more creative about how we handle teaching and learning.
Let's talk about the mountain that you need to climb. And you've been teaching in Detroit or working in administration mm-hmm. since before the state came in and took over. And I'm wondering, with that perspective of having seen before and now all these years since state management, you're interim superintendent, you're working with the latest manager, John Stephen Rhodes. What do you think the two of you can do to break this cycle of failure that has been a problem till now?
Well, what I'm hopeful about, actually, is, first of all, Judge Rhodes has been on record several times as really clearly outlining the financial situation for Detroit Public Schools, that bankruptcy is not an option. It does not make sense in terms of the type of debt that Detroit Public Schools has. What does make sense, and what I'm hopeful about breaking this cycle, is that the legislature will see the sense in paying off the debt that was accumulated under state management, and then also looking at ways to invest in Detroit Public Schools moving forward. So we're talking about addressing the debt, and first and foremost. So the House and Senate do agree on that. Yes. The issue where there's a diversion is how much more money beyond that. And so I want to be clear that paying off the debt is really non-negotiable. That in order for Detroit Public Schools to move forward, that has to happen. And it is the state's responsibility to help us do that. Beyond that, the investment to help us move forward is the critical conversation. Mm-hmm. And right now, the debate is around the $200 million. And Judge and I are both on record as saying $200 million is basically the bare minimum. And for people who have a hard time, I think all of us who think about money, when you think about $200 million, that's a lot of money. But when you think about 97 school buildings, 93 buildings, 97 schools, and you've seen on the news the issues with our facilities, you could use $200 million today for just that purpose. Yeah. And so to argue about $200 million being too much is really a debate I don't understand either. So we are really looking at that additional footing to invest in facilities, innovative programs, technology, safety, and things that move Detroit Public Schools forward.
I hope we will continue to be able to converse with you on stateside as this process evolves, because it was great to have you with us today. Alicia Merriweather, Interim Superintendent of Detroit's Public Schools, we want to thank you for being with us on stateside. It was great to have you here.
Thank you. I'll come back anytime. Thank you.